fucking Jesus. Never drive in California and record a podcast. That has got to be the freaking dumbest thing you can do. Because you got people cutting you off. You're trying to cut people off. You're trying to not die. And I can't pick up the phone, even though I lost the call. This is dumb. I should just go to McDonald's. Fuck. I can't get over. Okay. Guys, call me back. Please, 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 please. Call me back. I can't touch the phone. Hello?
Welcome to NWR Newscast, episode 49. I am your host for this week, Neil Ronahan. And with me, as always, is Zachary, the dino lover, Miller.
He's not driving.
Yes. Who is driving? Oh, my God. Bear is driving. How can that
be? Nice!
Coming in straight off of his lost viewing party, Andy Gergen.
What's up?
And coming into especially via phone in his car, we have Nathan Mustafa. Nathan, how's the traffic right now?
It's magical, Neil. I'm looking. I can't think right now. Actually, I was gonna say something intelligent, but I'm too busy not trying to die.
This boasts to be an excellent episode, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So if you can't pick it up by now. Nathan is currently driving on his way home from work and recording.
I'm coming off of a 14-hour workday, driving on my 2-hour commute home. So hopefully, the podcast ends before my commute ends. I'll have nothing to do. So
wait, how long is your commute?
2 hours.
Are you serious?
If there's traffic, it's friggin' 2 hours. If there's not traffic, right now there's not traffic, I'm amazed.
Is that a typical LA commute?
Yeah.
That's insane. Oh my God, you people are crazy.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
And it looks the freeways.
FYI.
Freeways
stop.
Mine is
like 10, 11 minutes.
Mine is 10 minutes.
Mine's currently 15. If I get the new job that I want, then it'll be like 40. But
I spend...
It's a much
I spend
job.
Like $200 a week at least on gas.
Shit.
Yeah.
I spend like $200 a month.
Why don't they get like a light rail system in LA? Do they have one?
Yes, there is one. But the thing is, everything's kind of spread out here. So
gotcha.
I mean, you can't.
It's the public transportation cast.
One would tend to think, actually, I'm a transportation engineer, so this is very apt. But I'll stop babbling now.
He is an expert in the field.
Yes. Anyway.
So let's get to the big news.
Video games!
Nintendo
announced their Q2 2011 lineup. I'll do a little
there's got to be something good on there.
I wrote an editorial last week. It seems kind of almost like I predicted that they would announce their Q2 lineup, and I didn't really, but I had a feeling it had to have been coming soon. If not, then literally nothing was coming
Q2
out.
Q2 started like 2 weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, technically it did. But... Nintendo really hasn't released shit, and it's kind of worrisome. But today they announced, today on Tuesday, they announced their lineup, and let's go over the Wii lineup. I'm just going to literally read the Wii games that are on Nintendo's release list. This is included with third parties. From Activision, Transformers Dark of the Moon Stealth Force Edition. It's coming out on June 14th, and it's based off the movie.
Are we going to be doing our thing again?
I think you can translate Stealth Force Edition to mean not 360 Edition, I suppose.
Yeah, well, Stealth Force Edition being like, it's probably a rail shooter, guys.
Yeah.
Nice. The last one turned out so well.
Yep.
You have from Deep Silver, Inc., Get Fit with Mel B. So right now we got one for the movie category and one for the exercise category. That's labeled as Spring. From Disney, we have Lego Pirates of the Caribbean, the video game. So there's another. We got two movies, one exercise. Also from Disney, Cars 2, the video game. So three movie, one exercise. Then from Graffiti Entertainment, we have not one, not two, not three, but four Reader Rabbit games. For preschool, kindergarten, first grade, and second grade.
That's WiiWare.
Those are all due out later in April.
Are these all retail, or are some of these WiiWare?
Yes, these are all retail releases.
Okay, good. Thank God.
Why can't they cram all the Reader Rabbit onto one disc?
Because they wouldn't sell as many copies.
Do we know anything about pre-order bonuses for Reader Rabbit Kindergartner?
I didn't know they existed up until now. It's a pretty sneak release. It's basically an ExciteBots release. They just announced them, and now they're coming out. From Konami, we have Karaoke Revolution Glee Volume 2.
Did you almost just say Metal Gear?
Yeah. That was
no.
On purpose.
God, no.
All right.
Metal Gear Revolution Glee.
We lost Nathan. I'm calling him back.
No, he's probably ordering food.
Yo.
Well,
Nathan.
Are you still recording?
Nathan, there's a problem with your kids. We have to go
he's
to
got
the
to
future.
Go back. We have to go back.
Right.
All right. From Namco Bandai, we have Exerbeat. That would be the second fitness-related game that's coming out on April 26th. Then from Nintendo, you know, there's got to be Zelda or Mario or something.
One would hope.
We got Wii Play Motion, which is Wii Play, and it comes with a Wii Remote Plus.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, that's a thing. There's 12 mini-games included. And Mystery Case Files Dust to Dust, which is a hidden object game.
I reviewed the first one for DS.
I believe it's a sequel to a DS game. Zach, how was the DS game?
It's I Spy, but the graphical fidelity on the DS isn't good enough that you can see everything.
So maybe it's better on Wii. I mean, it seems like something that would be good on Wii, but still. I mean, those are Nintendo's two releases for the entire... From March to June,
amazing.
Nintendo has two games.
And neither one of them is amazing.
And Mystery Case Files Dust to Dust. From Sega, we have Thor, God of Thunder, coming out on May 3rd. That's another movie game. I believe we're up to four movie games, two exercise games, and four Reader Rabbit games. Then we have the Conduit. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It looks like the has been added back to Conduit 2. However, I don't know if I believe that, because the release date is listed literally as today. The game is not out today, I can tell you that much.
I thought the press release from Nintendo at the start of the quarter, it was supposed to be more accurate than the GameStop pre-order list that we got earlier this year. Generally, that's the case, right?
Yeah. So, The Conduit 2, which, the article is not there. It should just be Conduit 2, and it's coming out on April 19th. That looks to be a pretty damn good game.
It does. I'll be excited when it comes out.
From THQ, we got Rio, based off a movie, coming out on today, April 12th.
Does she dance in the sand?
Now, this is not the angry. This is not the Angry Birds version of Rio, right?
No. This is like I don't know anything else other than it's based off the movie. Also from THQ, we got Kung Fu Panda 2.
Sweet.
So another movie game. I believe we're up to five, or no, six movie games. I think. And then we got SpongeBob SquigglePants coming out on April 12th, which I believe is being developed by WayForward and is kind of a WarioWare ripoff. So that might actually be a little cool. That also apparently came out today.
Interesting. Weird.
I don't know if that's right. And from Warner Brothers, the final Wii game coming out in this quarter is Green Lantern Rise of the Manhunters, coming out on June 7th. So for all of you counting at home, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games based off of movies. We have 2 exercise games, 4 Reader Rabbit games, and likely only one game the majority of people give a fuck.
Amazing.
So, yay! We suck.
You know what? You know what? Kind of a launch. What kind of a release schedule this reminds me of? The last days of the PS2.
Or, yeah, the last days of the PS2 is in, like, you know, 2 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, this is like an anemic calendar. And I know I wrote that editorial last week, and a lot of the vibe I was getting from people in the forums is that a lot of people are using this time as playing catch-up with a backlog. Mm. And, I mean, there is a pretty good backlog. The Wii has had a very good lineup.
Sure.
I don't think any of you guys will disagree with me on that, or really a lot of people that actually follow the system would disagree with us on that. Probably, you know, people who primarily game on 360 and PS3 would believe that. But I've been very, very happy with the release schedule on Wii. It's just now it's pathetic.
Yeah,
it's really bad. I can't see it. I don't really care about Conduit. Didn't Nintendo say at one point they weren't going to sequelize Wii Play?
Maybe.
I want to say that they said that.
I feel like Wii Play Motion is like 3 years too late.
Yeah definitely.
I mean, it comes with the Wii Plus or Wii Remote Plus.
Yeah, it's like I have legitimately at this point in time. I have 6 remotes.
Holy shit!
I have the little shit one that because I reviewed the mini,
yeah,
and I had the Wii Remote Plus that came with Fling Smash, and then I had 4 previously. I do not need another remote. I'm not buying this game pretty much on that premise alone. I mean, unless they're going to offer it standalone, which they likely won't. Like, I have zero interest in this because what's the point? If you need another remote, yeah.
So here's a question: makes sense. Do you think Wii Play Motion will sell?
No,
I don't know.
No chance.
Because if it doesn't sell,
actually,
it'll be one of the first really highly anticipated games, or maybe not highly anticipated. That's the wrong word, but you know, it'll be one of the first follow-ups to a very successful title of theirs that hasn't sold on the Wii. Like, I know Wii Music didn't sell as much as they had hoped, but like Wii.
Yeah, I think Wii Music, I think, still pushed like a million units or something.
Yeah, it did.
The one thing with Wii Play Motion is that, and I think this is where Wii Play did very well, is that the attach rate with Wii Play, because people would buy the system and then buy Wii Play to get another remote.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to lose out on a lot of that unless Nintendo can put together a very good marketing campaign.
They couldn't even put together a marketing campaign for 3DS.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole different beast. Like conveying the 3DS on TV is really, really difficult. Whereas with Wii Play Motion, you should be able to advertise that on TV.
Yeah.
They can tell those people who got Wii Sports, got their Wii, got Wii Play, and didn't really get anything else that Wii Play Motion's out. It's a sequel to that game that you might have played a lot.
Yeah.
Then it could sell a lot of units. And you know what? I mean, Wii Play, you can kind of hate on it for what it is, but I think Wii Play was a lot of fun. Like, it has a Duck Hunt game. That Tanks game was awesome.
Yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it wasn't anything fantastic, but it was all right. But
yeah.
I don't have any interest in playing another one. I agree. It feels late. I don't know that there's a whole lot of demand for this.
Yeah, and I mean, I literally could care less about Mystery Case Files.
Yeah.
It's a hidden object
game.
Yeah,
no, don't even need it.
I mean, it's like, what the hell, not even like, what is Nintendo doing? But, like, what are their internal teams working on?
Right.
Like, okay, I guess they developed Wii Play Motion. I mean, I'm sure that took a lot of brain power and, you know, three of their hundreds of teams working on it or whatever. But, like, really, what are they doing? I mean, we found out today that Ocarina of Time 3D, which is coming out on June 19th, that's the lone Nintendo-published 3DS game that's coming out over the next 2 or 3 months.
Right.
That actually was developed by Grezzo, who made Line Attack Heroes,
now,
which was a
how
Japanese
weird
only
is that?
Game that
just some random ass developer handling one of their biggest games.
Well, I have a feeling that's the case where, you know, Nintendo worked very closely with them, but it's probably like there was a, like Grezzo probably did a lot of grunt work.
Oh, I see.
Like kind of like, you know, converting the game onto the 3DS, and you probably had, you know, a team at Nintendo working very closely with them, as Nintendo does with a lot of companies.
Yeah. Still,
I think it's safe
what
to
are they doing?
They're probably working on a few unannounced, fairly big ticket 3DS titles. One would have to assume, right? I mean, they have to have something lined up for 3DS for the holiday, don't they? I mean, do we have any idea what that might be? Is that Kid Icarus?
Maybe that Mario game.
I mean, They got Mario Kart 3DS, which was earlier in the year for, I think, the Q1 2011 press release. They mentioned that that was coming out in 2011. Animal Crossing still a possibility. I believe Paper Mario 3D might be kind of ruled out for 2011. That's probably going to be a 2012 release. And then you got Kid Icarus. You got Star Fox. You got a bunch of 3DS games, but still, there's nothing that I would call huge outside of Super Mario, which that could be a fall release. But even still, what the hell is going on Wii? You got Zelda. They haven't confirmed Xenoblade, which it should be noted that the European release schedule is actually worse. It's just that they are confirmed to get Xenoblade, because the games that we're getting, they're not listed. I believe they're probably coming out in July in Europe at the earliest. Because it was mentioned that, like, Mystery Case Files and WePlay Motion are coming to Europe, but they didn't give a release date.
Yeah.
But yeah, it sucks.
Really does.
I don't know, like, it just kind of feels like the end of a console life cycle, and you know what?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this is what happens when Nintendo, you know, transitions. This is what's happened the last few times they transitioned, and it's what's happening again. There's nothing to play on the current system. There's no word on what's coming with the next system. It does kind of feel like in the past, by this point in the death of the current console, we knew more about the successor.
Yeah.
By the time, you know, N64 had hit
its... This is the time where the successor would be announced. It's just that with how, you know, 360 and PS3 are operating, how they both kind of had a mini resurgence, 360 more so with Kinect, but PS3 was always kind of planned to be this ridiculous 10-year console from the start. They kind of had, like, a reinvention, both systems did, and they've been successful at that. With Wii, okay, yeah, they were really successful when they came out, and following the standard 5-year progression, this is when, you know, the Wii should be done, and the successor should be coming out this fall. However, you know, the console generations are getting longer, and it's almost like Nintendo wasn't aware of this.
Yeah.
Because the lineup that's coming out on Wii is like, you know, this is the end of the system.
Well, the Wii was not built to be a 10-year life cycle console by any means.
Very true.
I don't want to harp on an age-old argument, but it's a GameCube with a little more horsepower and a new controller. Like, at the end of the day, we're still working on graphics engines that were built for hardware release in 2001. I mean, they've managed to push it to the metal, and they've gotten a little more horsepower out of
Well, they duct taped two of them together.
Exactly. I mean,
still, there's some pretty games on Wii.
Oh, sure, there are.
You know, they're not HD.
They're not HD.
That's the bottom line.
I don't think it's as bad as a lot of other gamers think. I listen to a lot of video game podcasts. I don't listen to a lot of other Nintendo centric ones. But I'm aware that a lot of other video game players in the world think that Wii games, to a fault, look ugly. The best looking ones don't look good on an HD set to them, and I think they're crazy. But that said, there's something to the fact that this is old technology. I mean, it doesn't take much to understand that this is fairly old technology, not only from the graphics standpoint, but also just from the firmware. Feels like 2002 firmware, even if it is 2006 firmware.
Oh, definitely, it's ancient. I have an idea, and tell me if I'm crazy. We haven't heard anything from their big developers. They're clearly not working on anything for the second quarter of 2011, and the Wii is on its last legs. Is it possible that Nintendo has been sinking all of their time and money into not just developing their new system, but also developing games for it, so that the launch of the new system, whenever that is, will be fucking kick-ass?
That's possible, sure.
I was also reading something today that their research, like their R&D, has been, I think, bigger than it ever has been before.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I think it's a case where if you think about what they did with the 3DS, and yeah, you know, there was probably some research that went into that, but it's not like they had to develop the technology for it, because that came from Sharp.
Yeah.
Well, they've often been known to just sort of put together an idea for a game, show it off at a few trade shows, and then never do anything with it.
Like a certain pulse sensor?
Wonder, yeah, no doubt. It makes you wonder how many products they've developed in the past 2 years and that are still working on today.
That seen the light of day.
That have never and will never see the light of day, because they're not really meant to be finished products. They're just ideas that don't get fleshed out.
Hmm.
And I don't know. I mean, that's what makes them Nintendo is the ideas, and I don't want to see that change. But at the same time, you got to put something on the market for people to buy, and I don't know that.
Yep.
What they've.
I mean, they
put
yeah
forth
they have
is,
to recoup their money, and yeah. It's looking like the 3DS, at least at the outset, isn't going to be the money maker that they probably thought it would be.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised how quickly the sales.
It had a very.
Off.
I think everywhere, 3DS had a very good like day one launch in like first week, and since then, we had a new story go up today. Saying that 3DS sales are kind of slumping after it. And I mean, it is the case where I think they may have oversupplied it, which isn't really a bad thing. I mean, from like, you know, a consumer perspective, because it means if you want it, you can just go out and get it. Like, I've seen it all over the place when going out to stores. I didn't see it right away after launch, but now I'm seeing it everywhere. Yep. Whereas, you know, with the Wii or really any release or any console release, I don't really recall seeing them in stores after launch.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people gave the, and myself included, gave the NGP or whatever it ends up being called a lot of flack when it was announced because the perception is that it doesn't really, it's not a different console. Like, they haven't fundamentally changed the type of product that they're making. They're just making it a lot more powerful. You know, you could argue the same of the 3DS. It is more powerful
it's
DS.
It's a DS with some.
I've been saying this, and this is a point that I've harped on a lot of times, and it's a point that you may or may not agree with out there in listener kingdom or whatever the hell you're
listener land.
Yeah, but I mean, the market's not what it was in five years ago. The handheld market has fundamentally been changed by smartphones, and whether or not you can make the argument that there's a place for the DS or not. Man, I just don't know that they can dominate that market that they like they used to. And maybe I'll be proven wrong the second that the next Pokemon game comes out. But I'm not shocked that, you know, I made these predictions earlier, too. I don't know that they can dominate it the way they used to, the way the market's been
changing.
Go
back to the launch of the DS. And, yeah, I mean, it is a fundamentally different time. But the DS at the outset wasn't a big moneymaker. And I think that over time, I think this holiday season will be very telling for the 3DS's future success. If it does well this holiday season, then I think it's assured that it'll probably, you know, maybe not be as successful as the DS because that's a tall order, but it'll be a successful system. I think if it kind of flounders this holiday season, then Nintendo's looking for a pretty rough next
definitely
season.
The DS was still largely competing with GBA. I mean, GBA had only been on the market for what, 3 years when the DS came out, and the DS has been on the market for...
Yeah, like 3.5 years.
The DS has been on the market for a lot longer than that. I don't think the DS is really competing with the 3DS the same way the GBA was competing with...
True.
And, of course, at the time, Nintendo wasn't even confident enough in the DS to come out and say, this is the new system.
Yeah, right.
This is the third pillar. This is the 3DS is clearly the new system. And so I'm not sure the lull that the DS experienced in the first 6 months necessarily... Is an apt comparison, but I don't know. I mean,
you also have to keep in mind that it isn't a holiday season that it's coming out.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Hot ticket gift to
that's
buy.
Very
it's
very
coming
true.
Out in March.
That's very very true. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm really happy with the system. I know that you know it has a kind of a crappy battery life and whatnot, but I'm really happy with the system. There are a few things I'd change on it. I don't think the hardware is perfect, but I'm happy with it. And I really hope that you know the thing doesn't end up being struggling on the market such that they can't get good games on it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really looking forward to, I mean, all the games coming out on 3DS. And even the next couple months for the 3DS do not look that bad.
No.
I'm looking at the list right now. You have a Transformers movie game, also Stealth Force Edition, but it's in 3D.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that that might actually be a Wii port or of some sort. So
that'd be cool.
We'll have a... Yeah, maybe we'll have a rail shooter on the 3DS.
Nice.
Maybe we can bring some of those new Play Control ports that never made it to Wii and just put them on the 3DS.
That would
bring
go.
Me
awesome.
Pikmin
I
2, please.
Lie. Yeah. You also got a new BlazBlue game coming out, or I guess it's a. I think it might be a 3DS port of a previous BlazBlue.
I think
game.
It is.
I'm not
yeah.
Familiar with the
I
series.
Think it is.
You got Cartoon Network Punch Time Explosion, which is that pretty boss looking Cartoon Network Smash Brothers esque game.
You
got Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions, which seems to be a cool little like retro collection. It's got like you know Pac-Man Championship Edition in it, so that's cool. You got Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D coming out on June 19th. Cave Story 3D is coming out on June 28th. I believe Shin Megami Tensei Devil Survivor Overclocked is coming out on June 28th as well. That's a like a 3DS port or a 3DS enhanced port of a DS game in the Megaten series. You got Dead or Alive Dimensions coming out in late May. That pretty much looks like the cool games that are coming to 3DS. But, it's not packed to the gills, but for, you know, launch window, that's a pretty solid list, yeah. I think.
Yep.
Works for me.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I had to stop saying at the end of the day. I need to, like, get kicked in the head whenever
what
I say
the
that.
The end of the day. So we are at the end of the day.
In the early evening. I don't play video games now as often as I did 5-10 years ago. I mean, that may seem silly to the outside perspective, the outside person who sees me play them all the damn time, but I don't know. Like, I would be okay with just one or two really good games in a quarter, but we're not even getting that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it is the kind of thing where, like, I mean, I'm looking at it from a personal perspective. If I were to even just remove myself from being a game reviewer, the games that I would be interested in, you know, I'm a little bit interested in Conduit 2, although I don't think I'm going to buy that right away. I'll probably buy that whenever I have
the review.
A first-person shooter. Yeah, I mean, I'll wait to see what your thoughts are. We should be – I don't know if it'll get to Zach in time for him to do – a review before the game comes out, but I believe, Zach, you should be getting it this weekend.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So probably by the time you hear this episode, Zach should be playing The Conduit 2 and getting news out to you.
I can
as
at
soon
least
as he
post
can.
Some impressions.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have something Conduit 2 related for you, hopefully by the beginning of next week, whether it's a review or impressions. But yeah, I mean, Conduit 2 looks good. There's literally nothing else on Wii that I'm interested in.
No,
there's,
me neither.
Hasn't been a Wii release that I've been interested in since The Blob 2. And that's the only game I've been interested in this entire year. And I likely would not have bought that game if I didn't review it.
Yeah.
It's a good game, but it's very similar to the first
one. I really enjoyed WWE All-Stars. That was okay. But, yeah, for the most part, it's been kind of a wasteland.
I mean, DS, there's pretty much nothing. In Europe, they're actually getting a Sola to Robo, which it came out in Japan, but it's like this quirky, I think it's like an action RPG where you play as an anthropomorphic robot dog.
Okay.
It's supposed to be really, really good, and that's coming out in Europe. I don't know what the status is on that in North America. However, Nintendo's distributing it in Europe. Namco Bandai, I think, is localizing it.
How has there not been a single chibi robo game since the last days of GameCube? I mean, there was the DS one, I guess.
I don't know.
But
well, yeah, there was a Park Patrol.
The
Walmart
exclusive.
And then there was a new Play Control version that never made it out of Japan.
I would love to see
the one on GameCube. And then there was another DS one, I believe.
Oh, there was a second DS one? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
Did that make it over
that
here at all?
That was more like the GameCube game. I believe that came out, I want to say, I think it was announced right after E3 2009, and then it came out that fall in Japan.
In Japan only? Okay.
There was also a Fire Emblem game that came out last summer in Japan that's pretty much I think it's a direct sequel to Shadow Dragon, the other DS Fire Emblem game. We haven't heard any word on that. So that's a bummer. And the shitty thing about Sola to Robo, for anyone thinking of importing, like myself, if you have a DSi or a 3DS, it will likely not work on it because it's a DSi-enhanced game.
So
DSi-enhanced games generally don't work. Like, it would work on a DS Fat or a DS Lite, but it wouldn't work on a DSi. Although, Pokemon Black and White, I believe, it's something weird where, like, certain versions work on like I think the North American version of Pokemon Black and White will work on a Japanese 3DS, but the Japanese version of Pokemon Black and White won't work on a North American 3DS.
Weird.
Or something along those lines. So if you're looking to import Sola to Robo and you're from North America, be wary. Just look to see if it's gonna work on, and you just have a DSi or a 3DS, look to see if it'll work. I'm kind of bummed. I sold my DS Fat to a friend of mine, and now I won't be able to play a weird anthropomorphic dog game.
Well, them's the breaks. Gotta give something up.
But going back to what I was saying before with, like, the games that, as a gamer, what would I want? Pretty much it's, like, Cave Story 3D and Ocarina of Time 3D, which, if you're looking at that, it's remakes of two games I've already played.
Yeah.
Like, that's
don't
pathetic.
Forget Dead or Alive. Well, that's just for me.
Yeah, well, I'm personally not interested in Dead or Alive, although that does look to be a very good entry in the series. It's just that I've never been big into the series.
Yeah, actually, that game looks pretty
and
good.
And if there's not online, then I have pretty much zero interest in it. Because, like, if you were getting it, Zach, which, I mean, you're going to be on the review, so you will be getting
there
it.
There is online, right?
Oh, there is?
I think there is.
I thought there wasn't.
I don't know.
I know it supports Spot Pass.
Yeah, because there's all those costumes you can get.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be doing more than just that. Oh, we'll
find
out.
Yeah, I mean, the 3DS lineup looks good. It doesn't look great.
No.
But, I mean, for 3 months after launch, that's fine. It's the Wii lineup that's really worrisome to
me. Well, do you think... Here's another idea. Maybe this is a stupid idea, but do you think it's possible that they're treating the 3DS as their next console?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they're definitely putting a lot of effort into the 3DS, however...
Do you think it's a stopgap between the Wii and their next console?
I mean, if you're going by that logic, then the DS has been the big winner for them, has been the breadwinner for them
for
years.
Oh, sure. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, instead of... Do you think there will be a big gap between the 3DS coming out and the next console? Like, I guess what it boils down to is the Wii successor going to be announced at E3 this year?
Yes.
Announced, or will they say we're working on it?
It's getting to the point where I will be shocked if there is not. I mean, it could just be and we're working on a successor to the Wii. Or it could be a little bit more of a blowout, like kind of like the 3DS last year.
Yeah.
I think that's the most we're looking at. Although I still have that crackpot theory that there will be a Super Wii coming out this fall. However, I mean, I kind of reached that conclusion, which is like, that's not going to happen. However, it'd be kind of cool if it did.
That would be amazing if that happened.
I think what we're looking at is at the earliest, or at most at E3, you'll get a 3DS-like reveal like you got at E3 last year.
Yeah.
And then at the earliest, the system will come out at, like this time next year.
Yeah.
I think most likely we'll see it in fall 2012.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
But I honestly would not be that surprised if it winds up coming out around this time frame next year.
I can see it being at
E3. It could be a spring.
I can see it being at E3 and playable on the show floor this year, though.
Yeah.
Because they've been putting their time and money into something.
Yeah. There has to be some kind of product. Either they're going to announce 20 Wii games that they're working on, or they're going to do something with a new console.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you. If they take the safe route and just make a more powerful Wii with HD output and a slight variation on, like, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, the Wii was a fundamental shift in their console development. It's the first time they didn't just take the obvious step forward. If they take the obvious step forward with the next console, are you disappointed?
Now, do you mean, are they following...
I think they'll fail.
No, I need more clarification here. Do they make a Wii 3, a Wii 2, or do they make a console on par with the current next-generation systems, Andy?
What I'm saying is, do you think they'll just make a more powerful... I mean, they said before they can't just make a more powerful Wii, so I don't think that they will.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think if they did, they can't compete with the 360 and the PS3.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm just kind of, like... We've said before that
they have to do something really spectacular.
They have to do something that's... I mean, well, I guess not better than... Like, not like Kinect, but better than it. As in, you know, how 360... is, or at least Microsoft has kind of proven to an extent that Kinect is the next thing to have motion control.
It doesn't really work.
I mean, Kinect sold very, very well. As much as I think it's dumb, it sold very well.
But it doesn't work.
Well,
I mean that's neither here nor there. I haven't had any good experience with it, but apparently people like it.
I guess what I'm saying is that like we kind of came to the conclusion earlier that the 3DS is not a large, you know, a large difference in terms of its place in the world from the DS. It's just more powerful,
right.
And it has the 3D screen.
Kind of a big deal at the end of the day. Like that is their big addition to it. And you can even look at the Wii that, I mean, while it's a pretty large step to the side or step forward, you know, the Wii remote was pretty much the only thing that makes that different from a game.
Totally agree.
And then you have the better online store.
But sure, they can't just make an HD Wii with motion control and a better online store. I mean, it. I wouldn't buy
it. Has
that.
To be, it has to be more than that.
They have to do something that we basically can't predict.
Exactly.
If we could predict it, then it would be too predictable.
And you know what they also can't do? The other thing
I guess that's and that's the question that I was asking, Neil. I guess that's a better way of saying exactly what I was getting at. If the Super Wii ends up being the predictable choice, something that you would have seen coming, is it a failure in your eyes? And
I don't. I mean, from my eyes, no, because I fucking love Nintendo.
Oh, you're so young.
I like the games they make, with the exception of Wii Play Motion and Mystery Case. It would not be a failure in my eyes. However, I think it'll be a failure on the market if that's what they do.
Okay. Fair point.
Because, I mean, in all honesty, if they were just basically repeated the game releases that Nintendo had on the Wii, if they just repeated those on Wii 2 for the next 5 years, I would have no complaints.
I mean, Andy, here's the thing for me. Like, if they... if they made, like, a PS3-caliber system, which won't happen, but if they made a PS3-caliber system and gave me a new Mario Galaxy, yeah, I'd buy that. I wouldn't be really happy about it, but what else can they do at this point, you know?
I pretty much can guarantee you that whenever the new system comes out, I'll be there day one.
Yeah, I can't say that I won't either.
I mean, I feel like right now, I mean, I wouldn't... basically wouldn't have been able to afford a 3DS if I didn't get the review unit.
Right.
So, yay, being director. but I don't really foresee, unless I have some kind of financial crisis, like, next system I'll be getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll find a way somehow.
Or not. Yeah.
Sell it,
I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure I'll get it, and I'm sure I'll like the top profile games on it. I'll like the top profile Mario game, the galaxy of that system. I'll like whatever Zelda games they'll put out.
I think they'll have an improved online store, possibly tying into the eShop in some regards.
You would hope.
Yeah.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, we don't know shit about what's going on with the next Wii. It's almost pointless to speculate at this point because E3 is like, what, next month?
2 months.
2 months away. I mean, we may as well just wait 2 months and then we'll know. Hopefully.
Indeed.
Nathan's going to be the lone newscast member at E3.
Oh, you're not going?
Nah, I'm getting married in September.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the money for that.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm trying to sell a condo. God, it costs a lot of money to sell a condo.
Yeah. I mean, I very much plan to. I think I actually talked to Lauren about it. I'm pretty sure we're going in 2012 to E3, but this year it's not going to work.
If you guys go, I'll go with you. I'll go in 2012.
Yeah. Yeah. E3 2012, it's going to be
Andy, come with us.
We'll
do a newscast from the show floor.
I really, like, at some point, guys, we need to get our asses together in the same area and do a live newscast.
We'll see. I'd love to go, but...
Listeners, do you think we should apply for a panel for PAX?
Press the donate button to
donate. Even though I don't think any of us can actually go.
Oh, PAX in Seattle, I could go to that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if I
would
could,
love
but there's
to go
a
to
part
that.
Of me that wants to see if we can get a panel.
But I don't see any road trips like that in my future right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah. I would love to. Maybe eventually, but it's awfully hard. That's the kind of thing that I kind of wish I'd been doing this, 5-10 years ago, but it's a little harder to do when you're a grown-up.
Yeah. When I was in college, it was like, E3, no sweat. This is great. Now I'm like, bills, shit.
Yep.
I know. When you're a kid, you think it's so great to have all sorts of money all the time, and really, you don't at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
College
is perfect, because college is when you're first getting, like, a decent-paying job, and you have for responsibility to spend that money on. Like, the summer that I got my PS2... I was working. I mean, I was working just janitorial work at a dorm over the summer, but it paid okay, and my parents were still paying for my housing at that point. Yeah, and so I had tons of cash. I was like hitting up Best Buy, dropping PS2 games left and right.
I was too in college.
Can't do that anymore.
You can just look at my review output from 2008 to May 2010, And that just shows you how much I did at college. However, I pulled out a pretty good GPA.
Yeah.
I don't really know how
I actually
did it, because there were.
I actually think you've just gotten lazier over the years.
Because when I was in college, like, I was kind of bad. Like, I would skip classes routinely to go to press events.
Oh my god!
Like, it would be the point. It was like, I can get away skipping this class. So what if there's a test?
Well, you somehow graduated.
I need to go play video games. Yeah.
Yes, we do, Andy. You know, speaking of all this launch excitement, we were talking earlier about a special show, a special episode, launch stories, funny launch stories.
Do we want to go back? How about we start at Nintendo 64? Did any of you guys have any good Nintendo 64 getting stories?
I actually got mine. I got mine as a reward for getting straight A's in, like, I think it was high school.
Good for you.
But it was long after the launch. I mean, God. It came with Donkey Kong 64.
So, yeah, my N64 story is, I guess I would have been around 10 when I got mine. I think it was my 10th birthday.
Oh my God.
It was shortly after Mario Kart came out, and my parents took me to Toys R Us to let me pick out a game.
Nice.
This is before my birthday, and I picked out Mario Kart. I was so excited. And I was like, does this mean I'm getting an N64? And my dad was just like, no, you're just getting a game. And I was so depressed. But then the day came, and I got my N64, and I was very, very happy.
But what did you do? What did you do with the game until you got the system?
Well, I was thinking about how I was, because I didn't have the game, because I was just picking out the game, and they were buying it.
Right.
And then, like, they wrapped it up.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Birthday. But I was thinking, I was like, I guess I'll go over to my friend's house and play it. I mean, that's all I can do. I don't know how I'll play it. And then my parents did a similarly fucked up stuff with the GameCube, except for I had an inclination that I was getting that. And I told my parents repeatedly that a memory card had to be gotten or else I wouldn't have been able to save anything.
Right.
And I kind of realized about a week before it came out, or before Christmas, rather, that my parents totally weren't getting me a memory card. And I wanted to be able to save any games that I got on
sure.
Christmas. So I actually bought a memory card, wrapped it up, and put it under the tree.
Wow.
To Neil from Neil.
Neil to Neil.
And it was a good thing, because I didn't get a memory card. However, after I wrapped up all, or I unwrapped all my gifts, like, we were all done under the tree, and I had, like, you know, like, three games, another controller, a memory card that I bought for myself, no system. And I was just like, what the hell? This is bullshit. And then, like, my parents actually set up a scavenger hunt in which I had to, like, go through the house and find where they hid the GameCube.
Nice.
It was very inventive. A lot less cruel than the birthday thing the years before for the N64.
Yeah, yeah.
But those are my N64 and GameCube stories.
I have a GameCube story. GameCube was the first system I camped out at launch day for. And what happened, I was a lifeguard at a high school here in town at the time, and my friend Shay was going to get one too. So he said, this is how you do it. He picked me up at 4 in the morning, and it was cold because it came out in November, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
And so it's friggin', hey, it's Nathan. Special guest Nathan Mustafa.
So I don't know what happened.
We just debated the Wii 2 for like an hour.
Oh, that's fun. Well, I gotta go. I basically just stopped somewhere so I could actually call you and say, hey, I can't do this because it's not, it keeps cutting out. So,
have you gotten food yet?
No, I'm in the process of procuring food.
Nice.
Yay, food.
Yeah. Okay, sorry guys. I thought it would work.
That's all right.
Totally
that's
didn't.
Fine.
I'd rather you stayed alive.
Yeah, that was my. I was trying to fiddle with it, and I was like, "This, I'm going to die." So, plus it's kind of illegal. So me recording myself doing that, dumb.
You know, yeah.
The cyber CHP is going to come pull me over. Okay, I'm sorry to totally interrupt the podcast and then just leave.
No, that's totally cool.
It's okay.
But as mysteriously as I have come, I am now leaving.
Farewell, good sir.
Goodbye.
That could be taken some ways, yeah.
It's many ways, and actually I mean them in every single way that it could be taken. Goodbye.
Awesome.
See ya.
All right, go back.
Anyway. All right, so it's 4 a.m. It's freezing fucking cold because it's Alaska in November, and we're sitting in his car outside of the Walmart, which doesn't open till 7. And we're playing Game Boy Advance. We're just sitting there playing Mario Kart, and because I'm the only one with a copy of the game, we're just doing the two Yoshis on like the same fucking track over and over again for like 2 hours. And then we notice that a line's starting to form, and so we get in line too. We're standing outside for like an hour, and it's cold, and then finally the guy opens the door. I mean, he opened it like 5 minutes early, which was kind of nice, but everyone runs to the back of the electronics, and you have to understand that I'm like, what, 16, 17 years old? I've never used a check before. I go to the...
Wait, got, Zach, really, on. Like...
Wait
okay,
a second.
Sorry.
I got a check from my parents. We get something called the PFD every year. It's like $1,000. Every Alaskan citizen gets between $1,000 and $2,000 every year, basically from oil revenue generated by the state. So back when I was a teenager, my parents would put that money into my savings account for college, but they'd always give me a little bit of money for me. So my mom gave me a check written out to me for $200, which is how much a GameCube cost. That's what I took to Walmart.
Oh, no.
Got in line with Shay, and by then his girlfriend Kim had gotten there, and we all were lifeguards together. I tried to pay for a GameCube with a check for $200 written out to me. That failed spectacularly. But Kim, bless her heart, said, just give me a check at work tonight, and she bought it for me. And then I went back later to Walmart, and I bought Rogue Leader with money. And then I gave her my check, but written out to her that night at the pool. But damn, was I a moron. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
So that's my story.
Zach, you said you were 16 or 17 when the GameCube came out. I got the impression you and I were only like a year or two apart. How old are you right now?
I'm 28.
Oh, okay. We're more than that. We're about 3 years apart, which is actually about right. Because I was 21 when it came out.
Okay. So maybe I was 18.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was thinking... Right. I guess I was thinking you were like 29 or 30, not 28. But
I would have liked to have been the Walmart employee when a younger me tried to pay for something. I would have liked to have seen the look on my own face when I said, "That's not how this works."
That's awesome. You know, when I got the GameCube, it was also at launch, but I went out and got it on Sunday. I think I had it pre-ordered at GameStop, and I went and waited in line for about a half an hour before GameStop opened. But, you know, that was kind of back before everyone pre-ordered at GameStop, meaning that if you did it, you were actually going to get a system. It was before GameStop was as huge. I think it might have actually been Software Etc. at the time. It was back before they were, you know, huge like they are now.
Or Babbage's or Funko Land or EB Games or EBX or whatever that weird one that I saw.
Yeah,
I did go out drinking the night before, so I was a little hungover that morning, but... Because I was 21 when I got it. But I picked up Rogue Leader with it, and my friend Aaron went with me, and he got Monkey Ball, so we kind of had the best of both worlds.
I remember because my friend got it on launch day, so I went over to his house. I guess I want to say it came out on a Sunday because all the consoles usually do. I just remember going over and like watching play Luigi's Mansion for a little bit. I played a little bit of Luigi's Mansion, and then we played Monkey Ball. And Monkey Ball just blew our fucking minds.
I had absolutely no interest at all in Luigi's Mansion. And
Luigi's Mansion, I only borrowed it from that friend when I got my GameCube, then I borrowed it from him and beat him. And then I got it, I think it was around the retroactive on RFN. I picked it up, and I kind of like that game. It's not amazing. I feel like it'll kind of go down as, like, you know, how Pilot Wings or Steel Diver for the 3DS launch will go down.
Yeah, I can see that.
Not amazing, but fun in its own right.
Fun at the time. Now, if I recall, the Xbox launched almost at the same time, right?
I want to say it was the week before.
It was like a week or two before.
It was actually meant to be the same week, and GameCube got delayed.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think I want to say the first week in November was when the Xbox came out, and then 2 weeks later the GameCube came out.
Now, correct. I was very tempted. This was the first time, like, I didn't even give a shit about the PlayStation. I don't know why. When I look back, because there are some good games on the PS2, but I was really tempted for a while to get an Xbox instead of a GameCube.
So we had the same crisis then, because
and I bought a Game
Informer.
Had a similar crisis
the summer before the GameCube came out, because I had an N64, but by that point, you know, N64 releases were kind of, you know,
shitty,
far between. I mean, I'd had like the Paper Marios, and I actually never really played Perfect Dark until like 2002. So
yeah.
I missed out on that boat, and I got Conker and stuff like that, and really enjoyed those games. But it's just like, you know, Nintendo wasn't doing it for me as much as it used to. And my brother got a PlayStation 1 in probably like late 99. Or maybe even 2000, and I started playing a lot of, like, you know, Final Fantasy VII, Chrono Cross, a lot of those RPGs that, you know, I loved those kind of RPGs at that point in my life. And so the summer before, I was kind of thinking, I was like, maybe I want to get a PlayStation 2. I'm kind of done with this. It got to the point, you know, like, I think it was like October, maybe early November, when, like, you know, I was telling my parents what I wanted for Christmas, because I was still, I guess it was 13 when the GameCube came out. Sorry for making you guys feel really old. But
oh, I have to go take my Metamucil. Hold on a second.
I was like, you know, I was at a Toys R Us, and I saw the GameCube, and I saw Luigi's Mansion, and I saw Rogue Leader, and I was just kind of blown away. And
yeah, Rogue Leader is what sold me. Ultimately, what sold me on GameCube is Rogue Leader.
Yeah, like, I saw that and I thought it looked amazing. And the funny thing is that there was like an Xbox demo near it too, but just, it didn't appeal. It didn't have Luigi and it didn't have Star Wars, so I didn't give a rat's ass. Sorry. I think Obi-Wan was a launch game. That game's a piece of shit.
I remember, I was sort of coming from the other.
My brother's friend at college who swore by Obi-Wan on Xbox.
I was kind of coming from the other side, because I didn't have an N64 until about halfway through its life cycle. I think I picked mine up halfway through is not saying it right. But I got my N64 in probably fall of 98, maybe summer of 98. That's not true. I got it in 2000, I think. I guess what I'm saying is the drought didn't hurt me that much. The drought didn't really hurt me that much, because I had a lot of backlog to play. I mean, yeah, I wasn't playing that much in, like, 2001, but really, the N64 sort of ramped up my enthusiasm for Nintendo. You know, I was a Sega kid when I was in high school.
Well, so was I. Well,
yeah.
Not when I was in high school, because when I was in high school, Sega was dead.
I mean, I grew up playing NES, and I had a lot of affinity for those franchises, but in high school, I was a Street Fighter II player, I was a Sonic player, I think Mario 64 was the first thing that sort of started turning the tide the other direction.
I played stuff like Super Mario World and Mario 64 at friends' houses. I owned a Sega Genesis, or my brother and I owned a Sega Genesis, and I got a Game Boy, and that was it for a very long time.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, I was actually, like, sold on the GameCube sort of as my fandom began to grow during the last few years that I had my N64. I was ready for that launch. I mean, me and my friend Aaron sort of fell into the fandom together at the same time. We had become very heavily competitive at Smash Brothers on the N64.
Nice.
We had seen enough, you know, screenshots and video footage of Melee that we couldn't wait for that. We were both living at the dorms at the same time, like a couple floors apart from each other, so, like, it was just the perfect scenario. And
that's why I'm really glad I got to have a Smash Brothers college experience when Brawl came out. Because even before Brawl came out, like, the build-up to that, like, it was part of my first semester at college, like, there was a big chunk of that of just getting really drunk and playing Melee.
I had a lot of people in my dorm room a lot of the time.
Like, we had outrageous
Melee.
Super competitive tournaments. Like, pretty much, it would be like we just do it for an entire day. just play Melee. And then when Brawl came out, I remember having a rotation battle set up with probably fucking 15 people.
Damn.
Like,
nice.
Just like, we were all hanging out, you know, around like the area around someone's dorm room. Cause, I was in a new dorm room at my college where, like, all the rooms were different sizes, and I lucked out and I was in a corner room that was gigantic. So we'd just all be hanging out and just all playing Brawl together. It was wonderful. But I mean, going back to the GameCube, after I saw Luigi's Mansion and Rogue Leader, I went home, went on the internet, and tried to search for everything I could about the GameCube, and happened upon planetgamecube.com.
Oh, look at that.
Ever since that day, I was a loyal reader. Never joined the forums or anything until...
you fucking lurker.
Until, like, I joined staff, pretty much. But, yeah, it was pretty much starting then until... Today, I followed Planet GameCube religiously.
Yeah,
what's funny about Rogue Leader is that it's still one of the best looking games on the system. They really knocked it out of the park on day one with that game.
Yeah, it was the launch going up to GameCube that brought me to the site as well. My friend Aaron, who got the system with me, we both had the site as our homepage in the summer of 2001, leading up to the launch. He's a decoy man in the forums, by the way. Yeah, we both had the site bookmarked as our homepage for the month leading up to the console. In fact, I think at one point we both worked the front desk of their dorm. We had plenty of time to kill when we worked there. I actually built him a life-size GameCube made out of cardboard paper about a month before launch.
Oh my God!
That's how hyped we were. We were
nerdcast.
Speaking of Brawl, do you guys have any interesting Wii launch stories?
Mine actually, as most of you know, I'm getting married in September, and
hey, Lauren, look at that! Congratulations,
my
your
lady
wife
friend,
is hot.
Lauren is a contributing writer here, and she's sporadically contributed. She basically just helped out with events because we would go to events in New York City together, I drag her to them and be like, guess what? You're writing about Sin and Punishment 2 and Picross now, woman. Like you and you'll like it.
You wear the pants in this relationship.
And then I'd usually just cower in a corner because she would have said that to me. So we were dating for about 2 weeks. Well, we started dating November 1st, 2006. So what, the Wii came out, what, like 2 weeks later?
Yeah.
I dragged her. She actually, my brother wanted to get a console, but because he was old and I think getting married soon. I don't know. Was he expecting a kid? I don't remember. but he didn't want to wait online, so he gave his credit card to Lauren, and then Lauren was waiting online to get the Wii for him.
Nice.
And then we went with there was a good deal of people there that I went with, like probably like four or five friends from high school, because that was my freshman year of college. So it was kind of like it was the first time we were all seeing each other after, you know, going to college. So we all hung out and waited online. And also there was one of my friend's younger brothers, because he was still away. He was farther away at school, so he can come home for that time. And so his younger brother was there. And we were there probably from, I don't know, something like 8 or 9 o'clock the night before, and stayed until the Target opened at like 6, 7 in the morning. It was pretty brutal, but we had a lot of fun because there was a Denny's nearby that we would just go there and use the bathrooms and kind of periodically get shifts. And I think we actually bought a copy of Risk at a Walmart.
Oh,
and
my
took
gosh.
It back and played Risk outside. I know we played a lot of DS games. I think I had like this beastly old laptop I had, and we played music on it, you know, hung out with the people there. There was like a high school teacher of ours was online, which was weird.
That is weird.
And actually other people that we went to high school with were also online, which was kind of funny. But the one story that I have from that is not really too related to actually getting the system. I mean, got the system and it was all, you know, fine and wonderful. I remember, my friend and I actually set up two TVs near each other. And, well, like, we played, like, Wii Sports and stuff together. And then we set up two TVs next to each other and both played Zelda.
Nice.
So we had to be facing away because of the pointer. But it was that was a ton of fun. But we drove to the Denny's to go to the bathroom. And we came back from going one shift. And then right after that, my friend's younger brother was like, can I go to the bathroom? I'm like, dude, we literally just went. He's like, I have to go number two. Okay, we'll go. So, because I didn't have to go to the bathroom, it was, and actually, like, one of my other friends was like, you know, made him feel better and was like, you know what, I have to go to the bathroom too. And he went in, my friend came out, got back in the car, and then I was like, all right, let's fake him out. So I was in a parking spot, and I just moved to the other end of the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
And see the poor kid walk out, like, walk over to the car, like, kind of, like, at, like, his, like, he's looking at the ground, and he looks up, and then you just see, like, this look of terror on his face. And, like, he's, like, running around, like, being like, where'd they go? Where'd they go? And then I just pulled out, and was just, like, get in the car, dude.
That's awesome.
And then he, like, we went to a Panera Bread afterwards, and he started talking to Lauren, apparently hitting on her about, like, coffee and stuff. And we mentioned it to my friend, and he was like, he doesn't even drink coffee. How would he know anything about it? So
he read up specifically
I had to take him
that.
To a Denny's to poop, and he also hit on my girlfriend. So.
Wow.
It was a fun time.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome. My story is... Oh, go ahead, Andy.
I hadn't quite committed to buying it on launch until it was kind of too late to pre-order it. I seem to recall that the pre-orders for the Wii kind of came and went very, very quickly at GameStop. Like, if you wanted to pre-order at GameStop, you had to get in line, like, on a specific day, and then they were done with pre-orders, like, an hour later.
With the Wii, because I won't regale you with any stories from waiting online for Xbox 360, but I did that the year before, and I really enjoyed the thrill of, like, figuring out what places were getting what amount, going to that place,
sure,
waiting
sure.
online for it. And for the Wii, like, I was fucking pumped. Like, I, like, had this planned out. Like, I knew exactly the target we were going to. I was like, I know they're getting this many units, so if we get there at this time, we'll be fine.
Wow. It's hardcore. Yeah,
I was really into it. And now at this point, I'm looking back on that. I'm like, that's too much work. I'll just pre-order it next time.
I've never really
been a big fan of pre-ordering systems. I like the thrill to a degree.
I like the commitment of actually knowing you're going to get one, although I'm not sure that's entirely true with GameStop these days. But yeah. I probably would have pre-ordered it if I had been able to commit to buying it right away. But you know how finances can be. You never know if you're going to be able to drop $250 until you know the month before, really. So I decided eventually that I was going to go ahead and just do the midnight Walmart thing. I figure if I'm gonna wait in a line, I'd rather do a midnight launch than a morning launch, because then I don't have to camp out at night.
Yeah, there is no such thing as 24-hour Walmarts in New Jersey.
Okay.
So there are 24-hour Walmarts?
Oh, yeah.
Holy
all
crap,
hours.
Nice.
Yeah.
Every single one I've ever been to has been 24 hours, actually.
Wow.
That's not true, but most of them have been.
There's one fabled Walmart in, I think, South Jersey that's actually 24 hours, but, like, that's fucking South Jersey. That's a different state. But, like, you know, like, ones in Pennsylvania, New York, pretty much everywhere that I know of except for New Jersey, they're all 24 hours.
Wow. Yeah, they're all 24 hours in Iowa for the most part, except for there's one in a nicer part of town here that is not allowed to be open 24 hours by virtue of the contract they signed when they moved in, but all the other ones in town are 24 hours. And so the only complication was that one of my all-time favorite bands, who at that point was still fairly unknown, and they're still fairly unknown, but at that point they were almost entirely unknown. They're from Brooklyn. They don't make it out to the Midwest very often, and they were playing a show in Des Moines.
What band?
It's a band called Bishop Allen.
Okay, I've heard of them. That's
yeah,
about it.
They've sort of made the indie circuit the last few years. They've been in a few movies, and they've actually been in a Sony camera commercial and a few other commercials too. Their name is out there now, but back then in 2006, man, they put out a fresh 4-track EP every month in 2006. That's kind of how they got their name out. Like, they had already had an album out, but the album's kind of fell on deaf ears, you know, in the sea of music out there. But in 2006, they put out a 4-track EP every single month. So, you know, by November, I was, like, in love with these guys. I had already liked them in the beginning, but by November, I was like, this is the best band ever. And I had actually just recently made a trip out to Milwaukee to see them a couple of months earlier, thinking they would never come to Des Moines. Well, sure enough, that fall, they booked a show in Des Moines the day before the Wii launched on Saturday. And so I decided, okay, I need to figure out how I'm going to do this. So I guess the idea is go to the show, and then the second it's over, head to Walmart. Because it was like an 8 o'clock show, probably be over by like 9, 9.30. I'll get to Walmart then. So I called Walmart at like 2.30 in the afternoon to kind of see how things were going. And what I found was that basically the line at the Walmart I was planning on going to was pretty much full. at like 2 in the afternoon. And I was like, oh, gosh. That's not good. I had read online that Walmart's and all of Walmart's in Iowa were all getting 20 units. So, and they had they had like 18 people in line at 2. So I was like,
yeah, I think,
oh boy.
The Targets by me were getting like something like 70 units.
Yeah, the Best Buy in my area, I would later find got like 85, but I'm not sure I'm not sure how many Target was getting. So basically, after the show was over, I called all the Walmarts in the Des Moines area, and yeah, all of them were well spoken for like hours before. But I called a Walmart out in Newton, Iowa, which is a small town about 45 minutes away, and they had about 5 spots in the line left. So I booked it. And in fact, I didn't even have my glasses on me. And I really couldn't be driving at night without my glasses, especially, I don't know if this is a problem where you guys are at, but, deer are a big problem when you're driving. November and December, if you drive at night, you are very likely going to see someone who hit a deer or see a dead deer on the road or hit a deer yourself. It's like the time of the year where they're mating and running around all crazy-like and getting shot at by hunters. So
fucking deer, man.
They're all over the place. So I was driving without my glasses on at like 10 o'clock at night to Newton, Iowa. And I got there probably around, I think, just before 11. And I got there, and I was number 22 in line. Two more than the number they were supposedly going to get. But my wife convinced me to go ahead and stick it out. And I waited and I waited and I waited, and if I'm not mistaken, the person ahead of me in line, one person left, so I was 21, and then the person ahead of me in line almost couldn't pay because their credit card got declined, and they couldn't find the other credit card, and so I'm sitting there super excited that it's about to happen, and then they found their other credit card, and the last we left the store. So we went to Walmart, got some pie to cheer me up, and then headed back to Des Moines, at which point I drove by Target, and this is like, we got back at like, you know, because they started selling them at midnight. We waited until the entire line went through, which took about 45 minutes or so. And by that point, it's, you know, almost 1 o'clock. It's about a 45-minute.
So you may as well just go to a morning launch.
Right. We got pie, so it was like 2:30 before we actually left Newton. I got back to Des Moines around 3. excuse me. And I decided, I live like right around the corner from like a shopping area with both a Target and a Best Buy. So I drove around, and Target had a huge line, like around the block, probably at least 60 people at Target. And Best Buy had probably about 30 or 40 people. I'm not sure why there was more at Target than Best Buy, but it seemed like also the people at Target were just kind of hanging out, but the people at Best Buy were kind of just hanging out, but the people at Target were like partying. And I was like, holy shit, like, that looks kind of crazy, but I'd rather just go where there's fewer people. So I went home, got home around 3:30, set an alarm. I think what I decided was, if I was going to get there early, I would get there at 6. To me, 6 is the default time to get a place early. Yeah. But I wanted to get there before those people. So the people that want to get there before the people who are getting there early are probably going to be there at like 5:30. And I wanted to get there before those people. So I actually went up. I set my alarm for like 4:45 and got like an hour of sleep. Woke up and got in line at about 5 to 5. Because I figured, you know what? There's a gap. Because if you're going to camp out, what's going to happen is a whole bunch of people are going to come and camp out. And probably right around 12 midnight, they're going to stop showing up. And then right around like 6-ish, 5:30, 6-ish, they're going to start showing up again. So what I wanted to do was I wanted to get in there in the gap. Like, I don't want to sleep there overnight, but I want to get there before the morning people start coming.
Yeah.
So I got there. I think I was pretty much the first person in line for 4 hours. And then immediately after I got there, within like 20 minutes, the line like got 10 to 15 people longer. So I timed it perfectly. Like I said, I think I was like number 40 in line, and Best Buy had like 85 of them, so it didn't really matter. I waited until I think they handed out tickets at like 8, and then I went and sat in my car and played Star Fox Command until they opened it at like 10, and that was that. But
that's nice of them handing out the tickets.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Like, that way you didn't have to sit there and wait in line anymore, because yeah, it was freezing cold. It's not Alaska, but it's not California either. It was cold.
It was
frigid for 360 and Wii launch.
Yeah, it really, really was. No, I mean, it worked out pretty well, but, you know, it's one of those things where you couldn't find it for so long afterward. I didn't really feel like super nerdy or anything telling people about this because...
I think it was actually the year after because my friend, well, at least I heard from my friend's dad that he was trying to get a Wii for my friend's birthday. So I actually kind of kept an eye out and ran into a Best Buy. I basically went into a Best Buy right as they were getting their new shipment of systems in.
Oh, wow.
And I just saw it, and I, like, you know, called my friend. I was like, so has your dad had any luck getting you a Wii for your birthday? He's like, no. I was like, all right, I'll buy this.
Nice.
So I ended up buying my friend a Wii a year later, which is still, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous to think of how long the Wii was hard to find.
I know, isn't that crazy? It was months and months.
It was at least a year.
I think it was closer to two.
I think it was almost 2 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I want to say I bought a Wii for my parents the Christmas of 2008, and I'm pretty sure it was still really hard to find even then.
Yeah. I remember I went to a Super Mario Galaxy launch in New York City at the Nintendo World Store, and it was the kind of thing where I wasn't planning on going, but then, like, didn't really have anything to do that night, and last second, Lauren, my friend, and I were just like, screw it, let's go. So we went to the city, went to the Nintendo World Store thing, which was ridiculous. Like, they had, like, fucking a Mario breakdancing, and they had people with these, like, ridiculous, like, kind of looking like the Flood from Mario Sunshine things, but they had TVs on them, and you could play Mario Galaxy basically on people's backs.
As a prelude
and, like,
to the
3DS.
Had,
like, DJ, and they were, like, throwing out T-shirts. The DJ was really, like he was into it. And then there was a ridiculously long line, and we were near the end of it because we didn't – I mean, it was a last-minute thing. Like, I think it was a midnight launch, but we probably got there around, like, 10:30, and they were handing out tickets and stuff, but we were, like – we were really far back. I mean, we were definitely getting a game because it's not like with a console where you really run that risk. Like, it's Nintendo World Store. They have more copies of the game than you can count.
Right.
But we were still, like, we were probably, like, you know, 75, 80 people back, so we just had to wait for, you know, all the sales to go through. And I don't think we actually got up there until, like, 1:30, and
Jeez. We
had to catch a 2 o'clock train. So we basically bought our games and bolted to Penn Station, which is about, I don't know, something like over 10 blocks.
Oh, my gosh.
City. So that was a fun night. Luckily, we made our train. But
nice.
And then my Brawl story, I mean, kind of diverging from systems a little bit, but still launch stories. I visited my friends at Rutgers, which is a big old college in New Jersey, in the middle of it. If you don't know what it is.
I know it from but that we went, sad news story from last year.
But we went and got the game at midnight. Like, they had, like, the tournaments at GameStop, so we tried to get into that, but we just got our shit wrecked because it was, like, one life and, like, ridiculous. But we got that, and I proceeded to play that game with three of my friends for, I believe, 12 hours straight.
What?
Like, okay, so we got it at midnight. You know, actually, here's what happened. So we got the game at midnight, went back to my friend's dorm, and his Wii was broken.
Ooh.
Like he's had problems with it. It's because of, like, the dual layer disc of Brawl doesn't, like, his Wii
right.
has always had problems running those kind of games. And it
mine did
working.
Too. I had to send mine in for Brawl.
Yeah, so he had to send his in, but we were basically just like, fuck. So we went to another kid's dorm, and then we were there from probably, I don't know, let's say like from 1:30 in the morning to like 4 in the morning. But then his roommate came and he wanted to go to bed. So we took that guy's Wii back to my friend's dorm and then played it there until about, I guess, like 11 a.m., noon. And then, like, I just passed out on my friend's roommate's bed. He was gone for the weekend. And then, like, woke up 2 hours later. Like, kind of like in one of those things where it's like, oh, I just pulled an all-nighter. Likely the last all-nighter I will ever pull. And just, like, was so messed up in the head that I was like, well, I have to get up now. Drove back to school. And then, like, the crazy thing about that is then I had all these friends up at college that were like, yo, man, you got Brawl, let's play. So then, like, I got back that night and I played, like, pretty much all night. I think I had work at a computer lab that night, too, and brought the system with me. And
oh
then basically,
gosh.
Like, slept for all of Monday because that was the year I had Monday off.
Wow.
I loved Brawl.
Brawl is good.
Yep.
I actually went to an NWR meetup to get Brawl. Uncle Bob from the forums did a little party where he really wanted to do is for what he thought would probably be the first time in the history of the game, play a linked cable on Game Boy game of Faceball 2000 with 16 players.
Nice.
apparently he did a whole bunch of research and apparently like the game supported 16 players, but the game sold so poorly and there's some sort of like shortage of the cables or whatever. So he's fairly certain the game had never been actually played 16 players. So he trolled the forums, not trolled the forums. He searched the forums to find people that would be willing to drive out to his tiny little town in Illinois to join him in a game, a 16 player game of Faceball 2000. And I wasn't that active on the forums at that time, but my friend Aaron, Decoy Man, was. And he was totally down to go. I think he was sort of going through a rough patch, and really we kind of wanted just an excuse to do something completely insane, like drive to Carmi, Illinois, a town of like 15 people, yeah, and pick up Smash Brothers. So he talked me into going. So the problem was though, like right before the event, I came down with like a pretty intense cold or flu or something, but I didn't want to back out of going. So I went down there and we sat there in his little Walmart, because he works at Walmart in the game department. We sat there at his Walmart while he ran a launch event, like a tournament and everything, and I was miserable the entire time. But, I mean, it was kind of cool meeting some of the NWR forum people that I had occasionally talked to, but really I was pretty, like, just uncomfortable and miserable the entire time. I got Brawl. Yeah. I went home. I think I played maybe two games, and I just collapsed. I was dead tired. And then we drove back like the next morning. Like I think we played a little bit the next day, but really it was pretty much a drive out there to get the game and a drive back for me. Everyone else played pretty much all night.
Nice.
That's like the only NWR like meetup I've ever really done, and it was sort of long before I ever even thought I might become active. A member of the staff. That's just a weird little trivia fact, I guess. But it was fun. I'd like to go to something like that again, but maybe not be sick this time. That'd
I was
be
actually.
Awesome.
Now that I guess we should get to wrapping up the show.
Can I tell my goddamn Wii launch story?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry, Zach.
Bastards. Okay, so I had there's a place. There used to be a local game place called Microplay. I think I've talked about them on the show before. They were really good. They were better than GameStop. What's not? But they were local, so I liked them. So, like months, maybe 3 or 4 months before launch, I pre-ordered a Wii from them. Thank God I didn't put any money down, but they called me literally 3 days before launch, and they said, we're not really getting too many Wiis, and you're too far down the list to get one of the, like, four we're getting. I was like, awesome. So I was freaking out what to do. I didn't want to do a midnight launch, because I hated staying up late at the time. I don't really anymore. I'm kind of a night owl now, but I didn't used to be. But I decided, okay, I'm going to go to Fred Meyer. And if you don't know what Fred Meyer is, it's a little bit like Target. It's somewhere between Target and Walmart in terms of quality. I'm going to go to a midnight launch at the Target on the south side of town because they're the really big Target. They'll get a lot. So, it was November, I don't know what the exact date was, but it was friggin' cold, and we were actually going through a cold snap. And so I dressed up in my dad's Arctic gear from when we used to live out in the Talkeetna Mountains. Enormous coat, snow pants, long johns, these huge boots, and I got all this gear together, and I got my... This was a stupid thing to do, but I brought my DS and, gloves and a hat and some snacks and a chair. And I my wife drove me to this Fred Meyer, and I got there at, I want to say 7 o'clock at night. There was nobody in line yet. So I was like, friggin' sweet, I'm going to be the first in line. So I was the first in line. And there was a little sign that had just been printed out on paper that said, "We line starts here." So I set up my shit, and I sat in line, and it took an hour for more people to show up. But once they did, they started coming pretty quick, and the line eventually grew very long. And my brother, who's quite a bit younger than me, he showed up for moral support, but he wasn't really dressed for the occasion. He was just kind of wearing a sweater and sweatpants. So he spent a lot of time inside the Fred Meyer. But I took advantage of that. I would give him money, and he'd bring me things to do. And the other thing that was cool is that everybody in line was pretty cordial. Like, we'd say, okay, and everyone brought chairs, and we all got to talking, and it'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom, really save my spot. I was like, sure, you know, we're going to run to the Carl's Jr. across the parking lot. Will you save my spot? Yeah, sure. And so it was real cordial. It was real nice, but the temperature got to, I think, negative 20. And by then, you know, even with all this Arctic gear on, everyone was friggin' cold. And at about 11 o'clock, they passed out tickets, and they only had 90 systems, which I guess is pretty good from what you guys have been saying. They had 90 systems, and a whole bunch of people got turned away, but then we could all go to our cars. Or people were allowed to go to their cars, but I didn't. I stayed in line. Oh, that's right.
You're a real man.
I'm a real man. And also my wife, you know, she left with the car. I stayed in line, and I was the first one to go in, and it felt awesome. I bought a system, and I bought a memory card, and I must have bought it. Oh, I bought Zelda. I bought Zelda because it was the only launch game that I gave a shit about. And the whole line had come into the store, and I got this huge standing applause as I was leaving. You know, held the GameCube or the Wii over my head. It felt pretty cool. And then we got home to my my apartment. I set it up, and now it's like 1 a.m. Set it up. I went immediately to bed, and my brother stayed up the rest of the night playing Zelda, and. And then I started the next day, but that's my story. That was a fun time, but I'll never do that again. Yeah. I won't do that again. Let's say that for a winter launch, that's just too cold for me. But
it would have
to
be a special occasion for me.
For the 3DS launch, not to get off on a tangent, but I didn't even have to stand in line for that. I was in the friggin' hospital, and my wife took pity on me, and went and got me a 3DS. At Best Buy, she got there when the store opened. There was barely any line, but she got me a system and brought it to me.
That's awesome.
It is.
I remember I pre-ordered a DSi literally like right before the GameStop closed, and then they were opening up 3 hours later at midnight.
Oh, nice. I just walked in and bought a DSi at Micro
Play,
actually.
I decided really late that I was going to get one. And I was just like, well, I may as well pre-order it just so I can just... Because I knew they were doing a midnight launch, so I could just swing by at midnight and just get my system and leave. Because I pre-ordered it, then went to a party, and then came back around midnight, got the system, and went back to the party.
Oh, nice. Took pictures of everybody. Yeah. Look at this shitty camera.
It's crazy, man.
I got a DS Lite at launch, and I got a DSi at launch, and... I'd always sell the previous system to fund the new one.
Yeah, I never really have done that.
But. Well, I don't need two DSs. Although I have 3 Game Boy Advance
SPs,
I gave my DS back to
Lauren when I got the DSi. Then she ended up buying her own DSi, and I just kind of didn't have anything to do with it until recently. Yeah. My friend I don't think he's ever really owned... He had a PS2, and that was it, but he expressed interest in wanting to get a DS because, you know, he'd... Here's like me and my friends talk so highly of all the different games on it, so I sold my DS Fat to him, and
nice.
I lent him a shit ton of games.
I
through Chrono Trigger, Metroid Zero Mission and Dragon Quest V right now.
Before I forget, I'd like to bring this up. My third Game Boy Advance SP is a Japanese one that I got in Hawaii. It was unboxed. I mean, it hadn't been opened. And the woman was selling it just because she needed money. And she was like, I got this when I was over in Japan last year, and I just never opened it. I was like, sold, $30. And I, of course, took it out of the box, and I haven't used it, but it looks really – it looks so nice and new, you know, and the buttons are clicky, and oh, it's so cool. It's,
all right.
It's blue.
I think that's about a newscast, especially now that it's raining by me and
launchcast.
I'm seeing thunder and stuff.
So really?
I kind of want to – yeah.
Wow, CJ, we better hang up before lightning hits you.
Yeah. I haven't listened to Player One in a while, so
okay, that happens from time to time.
Now, it's more that I don't want the audio to get lost.
It'd be cool if you heard lightning or thunder. I mean, thunder over the podcast. But yeah, let's wrap it up.
I was there was something I was going to say, but I forget.
Is it about the site?
I don't know.
Okay.
It was something that I was going to say to the listener. I honestly don't remember.
Email us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys talk. I'll try to remember what I was going to say.
We also have review us on iTunes. Review us kindly, if you would. We have this thing called a talkback thread on the forums where people post, and we will sometimes answer their questions.
It's always nice to get show feedback.
Did you already mention the email address? Was I not paying attention 5 seconds ago?
Newscast@NintendoWorldReport.com.
Yeah. We actually get quite a few emails. I'm shocked, but I love it.
Every now and then.
It's awesome, yeah, definitely.
I just got in an extended conversation with a guy about Kansas and how Kansas fucking blew the NCAA tournament. And
it said your wife is from Kansas?
She's from
Kansas. Did I hear that?
She's from Topeka, yep.
Very nice. I have been to Topeka.
Topeka, I would actually live in Topeka. You might not believe that since there's mountains and shit here, but...
Dude, I'm from Nebraska and Iowa.
That's true.
I believe it, trust me.
There is something very just relaxing about Kansas to me.
The only difference between Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska is the name. They're the exact same type of place. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of empty land in all three of those states, and there's also a couple of really awesome cities in all three of those states. But largely, they're the same.
I like that part of the country because it is filled to the brim with limestone, and that limestone contains fossils of marine reptiles from the Cretaceous.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Neil?
I forgot what I was going to say. I got to check. Damn it. I'm getting tired. It's late by me.
Post it on the talkback thread or in the show notes or something.
Oh, I was going to say, if you want to hear us talk about something, write into the talkback thread.
Oh, my God.
We are open to suggestion. We will us talking about Extra Life.
Right.
Articles
that was
on that.
120,
we will probably
do
that in the future. Just this week.
Actually,
we've
got a special thing in the pot brewing.
Yeah, we're
that.
Always working on special
exciting.
Things, guys. That's all for you, the reader, and the listener.
And the listener. See,
you guys are the same. That's
you
cool.
Get visual
and
audio.
If you hadn't noticed, we're kind of moving a little away from just reciting the news and moving towards more feature topics. So
when
if you have any ideas
begin?
For
what?
If you have any idea for feature topics, please let us know.
Yeah.
It's a gradual shift. It's
And actually, the thing I wanted to mention, we had that GoldenEye community night a while ago.
I remember
if anybody
that.
Wants to do a community night or wants us to, you know, put together something, even if we can't necessarily participate, we could see if other staffers have the game, and we'll make a note of it on the site. Just shoot us an email or, say something on a talkback thread, and we'll talk. I know people in the forums are doing a Monster Hunter Tri anniversary. Actually came out on 4/20 last year.
I gave away
be
that
an anniversary
game.
Thing for that. Join up with those
and
people.
It doesn't have. Can I suggest it doesn't have to be a Wii game? I mean, it would be nice if it. I mean,
true. Yeah,
it'd be nice if it could be.
I want to play video games with you guys.
Yeah, we want to play a game that'll have more than 8 people in a party.
But yeah, I mean, any game at all. If you guys want to do something online, let us know, and we'll try to put something together. Even if it's just, you know, a forums event, or if it's a bigger site wide event.
You know, if Conduit 2 has better multiplayer than GoldenEye, I think that could be a pretty fun community.
I might end up selling GoldenEye and getting Conduit 2 if it turns out that multiplayer is better.
Yeah, I kind of stopped playing GoldenEye.
I really enjoyed GoldenEye, and I played a local multiplayer a little while ago. But we should wrap up this episode.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so it appears that my connection to the rest of the show is cut out, and I know they're going to talk about console acquisition. So, I'm going to share one of my console acquisition memories, because why the hell not? Back when I was in third grade, I really wanted the Game Boy Color so I could play Link's Awakening DX. I'd been playing it on my original Game Boy for quite some time, and I really frickin' wanted to play it and have those damn color dungeons. So I saved up my money and had all the cash ready to buy it, and my parents decided that what I would have to do is give up video games for Lent. And the thing is, I bought it during Lent and had my dad hang on to it to ensure that I wouldn't play it, and the day of Easter, when I was supposed to get the console that I had bought, that I had saved up all my lawn money for, he gives the box to me, and it is filled with a wet towel. And he thought that was just the funniest damn thing on earth. I had gone 40 days without video games. The console that I had bought has been hidden from me and replaced with a wet towel. And I had to search the entirety of the house to find it. The thing is, it wasn't even in our house. It was in our family friend's house, and they were hanging on to it. So the joke was extended well into the evening, and by that time I had, of course, gone insane. It is the stupidest thing my parents have ever done, and it was the dumbest way I've ever had to acquire a console. So, top that, Zach.